What station are you on?
Who owns 3CR and how's it run?
3CR Radio for all.
Well, I guess there's two parts of 3CR. One is the radio licence, which is held by the Community Radio Federation, and the other is the actual building and equipment that makes up, that goes into making up a radio station, and that's owned or in the process of being owned by the Community Radio Federation. And the Community Radio Federation is made up of approximately 80 community organisations who each have a representative on the Federation, 10 representatives from volunteer station workers and 10 representatives from listener sponsors.
What about all the people who bought bricks years ago?
Well, they do too, as long as they're still listener sponsors. If they're still listener sponsors, then they have representatives who sit on the Federation. And that's part of the way we function, is to try and, you know, be broad like that.
In the late afternoon, as they were.
On Wednesday, the city, and the wireless.
All the radio stations in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine, 3CR.
The crazy world, anything can happen.
Yeah, kid, but why right in the middle of this radiothon? Why, when I'm thinking of money? You just go and come into this place and I'm trying to tell all these people to ring up 3CR on 41419419. Damn it.
Well, you know the rest.
Of course I do, kid. 419-8377. We need 3CR to keep up the resistance here in this neck of the woods. That's why we're having this radiothon, eh, Laszlo?
Welcome, extra fight. This time I know our side will win.
I knew we'd see it our way, Laszlo. 3CR Radiothon. 419-8377.
Now look, last year I got phone calls from 29 different suburbs, from way down Mount Eliza one end to right up past Upway on the other end.
As someone who's visiting over here for the first time from England, I really feel very envious of the fact that you have radio stations such as 3CR that genuinely provides a place and a space and a voice for the community and for community culture. We don't have such things in Britain as yet. And I really do encourage you to give all the support you can and to be aware just how lucky you are in having this kind of a facility here, somewhere that you can both subscribe to, have some say in, and literally go in and have your say.
Welcome to 3CR's International Women's Day celebration, featuring 24 hours of fabulous women's programs.
How it starts on International Women's Day, March 8th at 3CR. 24 hours of women on work, love, health, art, wages, education, gardening, music and plain fun. Poetry, migration, economics, unions.
That gets my heart pumping. Step
So stay tuned to 3CR for the rest of the morning, because not only between 6 and 9 will you be hearing all women, but for the next 24 hours on 3CR.
So we used to organise along those lines. We used to send letters of support to Indonesian women, South African women.
It's ours. And it's a freedom song of South Africa, performed by a West German choir.
You're on 3CR and it's International Women's Day. Of course, today you'll be interested in going down to the march, and here's some more details about the march and other things that are on International Women's Day.
During the 19th century, not even Marxists or socialists sympathised with the feminist plight.
Feminist efforts for the vote, equal pay and civil and legal rights were considered bourgeois. Women were...
Yeah, there's not many women lawyers, is there?
No.
Aboriginal women lawyers.
No, I only know of a few. I've got a cousin who's in her last year at law in Sydney, and the one that's just started at Central Australian Legal Aid, she's... Well, that's a woman. She's a woman. And...
Thanks for listening to this special introductory feature on International Women's Day. Thank you to all the women who contributed to 3CR's International Women's Days of the past, without whom producing these highlights would not have been possible.
The basic tenet of Anzac Day is that Australia was born in 1915 when men were so heroically killed at Gallipoli. And it's interesting to note that that totally ignores the existence of Aboriginal people in this country for thousands and thousands of years. And I think that that's just such an insult to sort of all the political activity and voice of Aboriginal people that we've heard, in especially in the recent decades. And so part of our campaign is to look at the racism inherent in Anzac Day.
And that's Bobby McLeod at 10 past five. You're listening to 88.9 Radio Redfern, coming from the heart of Redfern in Sydney. And we're broadcasting to Melbourne right now on 3CR. So you people in Melbourne that are listening, this is your chance to get a taste of Redfern. What we've done here is just about everyone, every black fella in Sydney, is out and about busy organising. There's been something like 10,000 people come down to Sydney over the last few days, and as you can imagine, that's taken a hell of organisation. Food, tents, just blankets, things like that. People have been running around silly for days, survival, weeks, I should say.
The spirit that we're talking and, about of being one, and certainly the culture, is maintained and enhanced constantly so that we go on to build on an opportunity to build something out of what a day that has caused so much degradation for our people.
Yeah, just following on from that, I was there yesterday when the Northern Territory convoy pulled into La Perouse and came in through the gates, and there were at La Perouse there's the mission there, and in the mission all the mob came out and they stood on the gates along the fence. And as the Northern Territory mob pulled up, the convoy, which is also South Australian mob, were with them, and some Victorians were with them too. And as they pulled up, I saw the women crying, and that was the feeling of the beautiful feeling, the spiritual feeling that was there and symbolised, I thought, the unity that's going to
tomorrow is 5 p.m.
Live for an hour from Radio Redfern, the heart, the black heart of Sydney. This next song we're going to take you out on. This is a hint to the technicians in 3CR. This is that song we're going to take you out on. Thank you, and see you later from the Victorian Koori Show.
Koori Radio as such has really flourished. I mean, I think one of the highlights was that whole, you know, Andy Bicentennial thing when the two stations linked up and we had concerts in the park and we had reports back from Sydney, and it was really absolutely fantastic day. I mean, it wouldn't have been possible without that Koori input. I mean, as a sort of white fellas, we couldn't have just generated that feeling and emotion on the day, and they were just brilliant.
The greatest thing that 3CR has done for Koori community groups is given us a regular voice to air different opinions. We don't all agree, and 3CR has given the opportunity to air our different opinions about different issues. I think what came out of 87, 88 was the fact that leading up to the Bicentennial, a lot of community groups, not just Kooris, wanted to, I suppose, learn more about the Koori community and the Koori political history in this country and the war that's gone on for 200 years. And as a result of that, in 3CR, which has very varied programs, I had all manner of groups of people coming up to me asking me for information on specific to their program. And this is the whole importance of having 3CR and public radio, is the fact that for the first time you were hearing a black person's view about his life and his history, or her history.
Hello and welcome to Not Another Koori Show.
We'll be letting you know what's happening. I suppose everyone kind of knows what's happening, but there's stacks of activities. And what's on the show today?
Well, we've got, you know, the usual thing, what's been happening in the news, although I might add, there's hardly been anything about Koori's in the media leading up to the week preceding National Aboriginal Islander Day Observance Committee. So if you blink, you'd miss it, which is pretty poor on behalf of the Australian media. And we've got NAIDOC activities. Is that many things to go to?
Oh,
who got invited to Government House?
Oh, I always go on Mum's ticket.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Melbourne's only first reenactment. Blackfeet. Blackfeet. Melbourne's only first Fleet reenactment.
Hello everybody, you're on Community Radio 3CR and some of you are live here at the Fitzroy Swimming Pool for Flat Fleet, Melbourne's only first fleet de-enactment. This is your opportunity to join in. You're going to have some difficulty avoiding all the hoopla that's associated with 200 years of white settlement in this country. But today we're going to have some hoopla here of our own, and it's of an entirely different sort. We're going to celebrate the survival of the Aboriginal people and show our support for their demands for justice in this year. So 3CR's inviting you to have fun in the water whilst participating in some group anti-bicentennial activities. Now, there's been a rumour that the Queen and Captain Arthur Phillip are going to force their way into our Flat Fleet sinking. We'll do something about that in just a minute. We'll also be hosting the inaugural anti-bicentennial boat race. That'll be racing across the pool somewhere in about half an hour, three quarters of an hour. We'll be inviting all of you to take part in this race. It's a race for the land on the other side of the Fitzroy Pool, and we'll just give it to you if you win it. We'll also have a ceremonial sinking of the fleet round about 11:30. Everybody gets to jump in and squash boats.
This week on the Ladies Home Journal show, the heartache of feminism in the 80s. Is it all really worth it? Women's Libber Catherine Millitant tells why she won't wear overalls.
Plus, special reports from around Australia on how the average woman will be celebrating International Women's Day.
Why six-times divorcee Lady Microwave Jones will never marry again.
Win a pair of diamond-studded jackboots or a trip for two to Greenham Common.
Plus a six-page lift-out guide to the diet that lasts a lifetime and how to make the six-layer chocolate cake of your dreams.
And all our regular features, fashion, the arts, handy home hints and Countess Karenya's Guide to the Stars.
The Ladies Home Journal Show, out now, available 2 to 4pm on 3CR, 855 on your AM dial.
There's music on the hi-fi, then she dims the light.
Well, there's going to be lots of activities in regards to Pine Gap coming up in October, and if you tune into 3CR, you'll be able to find out the different rallies and different other activities that are going around. There's lots of petitions around about demanding the government not to renew the lease of Pine Gap, and we'll have to put a lot of pressure on the government not to do that. And so if you keep on 3CR, you'll be able to get more information of the variety of activities that go on. Just turn to some more community announcements. The Latin American Information Centre is
information. Hello and welcome to the very first edition of Women on the Line, the national programme of women's news and current affairs.
And let's start off this afternoon with some beautiful music. I was asked last week why I say music is beautiful. I was told that if music is beautiful, people know it is, or if it's not, then I'm only giving my opinion or something. So I'm not really sure about that one. Anyway, I was confused last week. It was my birthday, and I was in a very happy and gay and blithe, carefree mood here in the studio.
This Sunday, 3CR is offering you the chance to be part of history in the making. On our open day, 3CR will be broadcasting the first live-to-air radio play in over 30 years from our Blue Room upstairs at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy.
I never wanted to spend my life working here. I always wanted to be a newsreader, keeping up with current affairs, getting up at the crack of dawn to bring the news to the eager masses. It's not just a pipe dream. 3CR is looking for new breakfast show presenters, and they're giving free training. There's a lot more to it than just reading the news. They'll teach you how to interview people, how to use portable recording equipment, how to write and use your voice for radio, and more. All you have to do in return is be a listener sponsor and agree to do a weekly breakfast show for 3 months. The News School will be on over the weekend of the 20th and 21st of May from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. both days. So give 3CR a ring now on 419 8377 and book in for the News School. See you there.